Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. He loves me, this I know.
WJTL, Lydia Laird, This I Know, Jesus Loves Me. Steve Kershatman, Don't Lose Heart. Before that, good morning, Annie and Fred with you, 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday. The Somebody Loves You tour featuring Jordan Felice is coming to Landis Hall at the Junction Center on Sunday, April 30th. You can get your tickets at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Annie and I have been excited all morning because our friend Rod Redke is here. Rod, the Executive Director of Real Life Community Services and the Mayor of Denver, PA. Good morning,
Rod. Good morning.
Rod.
Good morning, Fred and Annie. It's great being here.
Oh, I love having you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, shout out to my wife, Sunny, of 28 years.
Wow.
I know,
awesome.
Right? It's bliss. And our two daughters, Ashley and Robin. Ashley got married last year.
Congrats.
David, so they're great. So it's awesome.
So you have a great story for us about your adrenaline rush.
Yes. I mean, I'm not going to tell the same story. Don't worry, everybody. It's a new story. not talking about standing on the edge of Kaitor Falls, but I did get a chance to fill my adrenaline addiction last year a little bit. My wife and I had 3 weeks off. We traveled across country by car and out to Yellowstone and Salt Lake City and back, and stops along the way like Chicago and Mount Rushmore and Denver. And it was really cool. We got to Ark Encounter, which was really fun. But in Colorado, there's this place called Pikes Peak. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to go. Mm-hmm. Now, if you would know my wife, she's the exact opposite of me. She would not go anywhere near any heights at all. But for me, she was willing to endure it. So
bless
we drove all the way up Pikes Peak, and it was amazing.
Wow.
It was harrowing.
That's awesome.
Yes, it was really fun. And she survived.
And that's the tallest.
Well, it's not the tallest, but it's the one that everyone goes to. It's just the easiest access to go there. But
amazing.
Oh, my word. We had a blast. It was so much fun. And she endured it, and we're still married. So.
That's awesome. Well, Scaling the Heights of Denver is Real Life Ministries. So tell us what you guys are doing.
Oh, good. Real Life Community Services. Our mission statement is to connect our community to hope. And you and I know who hope is, Fred. And that's one thing that we are, faith-based nonprofit social service organization that serves Northern Lancaster County, primarily the Cocalico School District. But we do so many things to connect our community to help those who are in need. We have a food pantry that we provide food programs to those in need. We have youth programs. We now have senior programs.
Awesome.
We have case management for those who need to get connected to resources. We have a transitional housing program for moms coming out of homelessness, giving them an extra year of care with a social worker and a mentor, get their back on their feet and thrive. We now have 15 affordable housing units.
Amazing.
Fred, you remember, just a couple years ago, we had nothing.
Right.
And,
right.
And God just blessed us and gave us this vision for helping so many people are in need. And our community has rallied around us. And we're just so blessed to be that conduit of and that hub of services for those who are in need. And our community has been just so supportive and working and using Real Life to connect them with being the hands and feet of God to those around us.
You must have thousands of great stories about how God has worked through the ministry. Is there one you could share quickly?
Well, just recently for Christmas, we had meet folks who are in need, and we never know if we can provide what they need is, but we always ask, what are your needs? And this one single mom had just lost her car and had two babies, and she couldn't get to work. So she was in desperate need of a car, and I don't have any extra cars around, but so we posted on social media, of course, and this we don't do it that often, but we thought, you know what? It's Christmas, right?
Right.
Wouldn't you know it, within like 2 days, someone comes out of the blue, says, I got an extra car. I want to give and donate to this mom. To see that mom's face, see the tears, just having a car.
Yeah.
Now, it was an older car. It was like 22 years old, but it was for her, it was the answer to prayers.
It was
a wonderful Christmas gift just to see that, then see her face and to know that we did connect her with hope that day. And that's
great.
Yeah,
love
many,
that.
Many other stories like that, which we'd love to share.
Yeah, and one place you're going to share them is your upcoming banquet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Upcoming banquet is coming up March 23rd at Shady Maple, of course, that evening. It's 6:30. We have title of our banquet is Real Life, Real Hope. Yep. And so what better way to address hope than to have Peter Greer from Hope International.
Yeah. Oh, so awesome.
He's going to be coming and sharing.
We'll talk more about that coming up. In the meantime, reallcs.org. So real, R-E-A-L, L-C-S.org, the place to find out more information about what Real Life Community Service is doing and to find out about the upcoming banquet, which we will talk more about on the way. More music too. Hillsong United is next.